Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Big, big morning on the program coming up. And yes, speaking of big mornings, yesterday we had a great show and then Michael Fellgate picked up the slack and just went whooshka with the racing open mic with Bruce McAvaney. Now, if you didn't hear that, all you got to do is go straight to the website, rsn.net.au, and you'll be able to track it down in full. There's even some video that goes along with it if you want to sit there and watch Bruce do his Bruciness, and it was very, very good. So well done to Mickey Fellgate, and big thanks to Bruce McAvaney too for stepping in and being a part of Racing Open Mic on Racing Pulse on RSN 927. So that was great listening yesterday, Tom.
And when you listen to that, when you listen to Bruce over an hour of just sitting down having a chat, you always know him as being such a great commentator and, you know, saying the right thing at the right time and all those sorts of things. But just his passion for sport, his passion for racing, just comes through just in a general conversation, not just in a broadcasting sense. And that was something that I took away from listening to that yesterday.
Yep, it must listen radio, rsn.net.au for that chat on Racing Open Mic with Bruce McAvaney. Now, the Southern Stars, Whitey, had an interesting couple of weeks. The T20 series against New Zealand didn't go to plan, and now we're over there with the one-dayers, and we got done in the first game, but it wasn't the fault of Beth Mooney, who was a centurion over there in New Zealand. She's been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. How are we?
We are very well. Now, that was your first international one-day century, wasn't it, the other day?
Yeah, that's right.
What was that moment like? I watched the innings. I saw you do it. I bring it up through a little punch-through cover for one. What was it like?
It was pretty surreal, actually, I think. I only scored my first domestic 100 for Queensland this season as well, so I thought it would be a little bit further away, but I'm really happy and pleased that the selectors backed me to open the batting in that game and I was able to do a job.
What's been the turnaround in your form? How have you exploded onto the scene like you have with that century for Queensland and now that century for Australia? What's been the difference this year?
I think I'm just a little bit more consistent across the board. I've had a couple of sort of low scores this season in a row and that's probably been about it. I've only had a couple in a row and I've really been able to turn it around when I haven't been going that well. And I guess my main goal is to score runs to help the team. I'm playing four win games of cricket and I've been able to do that a few times, which is really nice.
Has much changed in the way you've gone about it, or is it just it just circumstances? It just changed?
I think, well, people always say cricket's a mental game and they're probably 100% correct when they say that. So I guess the mentality of playing in the games has changed a bit. Obviously, when you have a couple of low scores, some people worry about that and think their next score is going to be a low score as well. So being able to mentally start again every game and freshen up and, have a life outside of cricket as well really helps me. So, yeah.
Now, you're not meant to be losing to New Zealand. We don't lose to New Zealand in anything. This is,
I know.
It's bad enough in the T20 matches, but now the 50-over games.
Yeah, look, it's not ideal. it's not ideal, and we're obviously on the back foot now, and it was really disappointing to lose the T20s, and I think we've spoken about that a little bit, about how we sort of let, you know, lots of players from different countries come and play in our domestic Big Bash competition, and obviously they're going to get to know us a bit better and play high-level cricket against us, which is what they've done. And, the first one day didn't go to plan, and now we just got to win two in a row, and everything will be back to the way it should be with Australia beating New Zealand.
Beth, White is correct. You can't be losing to New Zealand, but what is the... What's the feeling over there with the reception you get as female cricketers? Because obviously they love their men's cricketers. They love their sport over there as a general rule. What is the feeling?
I guess a few of us have been talking, and they promote their women's team really well over here and have lots of media exposure about their team. And obviously the first one day was telecast on Sky Sport New Zealand, which was awesome because it was an absolute spectacle for women's cricket, even though we lost. You know, it was a great game of cricket and showcased the skill level of the females in the one-day arena, which probably hasn't been seen before. And New Zealand cricket, to me, seem like they're going onwards and upwards with their women's team. And just last night, a few of us were out to dinner, and we were just walking around. And obviously, with the Australian accent, every person we spoke to were like, "Oh, you guys are here for the cricket." So we're getting more notice these days, and the publicity's gone right up, and you know, people are actually interested in women's cricket and talking about it, which is really helping.
That's always great to hear. And so when we look at the game the other day, we were 3 for 237, I think, with 8 overs to go, looking like we were going to set up a really big target. But things kind of fell over in the end a little bit, didn't they? What are the sort of things you guys have learnt from those late stages of our batting innings?
Yeah, I think if you look at the scorecard, we may or may not have lost 7 for 38, I think,
yep.
Which isn't good. But I guess one of the things we talk about in the batting is always having a set batter in at the end. And it probably didn't help. Elise Villani got out in the 42nd over, and then I got out not long after her, so we were the two set batters at the end there, and unfortunately neither of us could go right till the 50th over, and whilst that didn't help us, I think 275 is a massive total, and one that's absolutely defendable, and we just didn't pull it together with the ball either, so we're not far off. I mean, to score 275 in a one day is pretty awesome, and while we're striving for the magical 300 number, I think we've got the best team in the world to be able to defend any total, whether it's 275 or 150. So, no one's really panicking. I think our plans are working really well, and it was just New Zealand's day on that day. They batted really well, and they had a couple of girls that had little cameos out in the middle, and they got praised for that. So I think whilst it was a shame we lost, I think but bigger and better things are coming for this team.
Beth Mooney's joined us on the Breakfast Club on RSN 927, part of the Southern Stars team over there in New Zealand for the Rose Bowl One Day Series. And 275, as you say, is a really good total. I thought, gee whiz, they're going to be finding themselves in good nick. But Sherelle did mention, and you talked about it too, Beth, about the collapse, the late order collapse, 7 for 38. It seemed to happen in the T20s as well, where and it's probably a different format, I know, but there was clumps of wickets would fall quickly. How do you go about arresting that type of situation?
We sort of had a line in the sand moment after the T20s as a batting unit, and we obviously didn't bat very well in that series as a team and as individuals, so we kind of all spoke about how it was going to be our opportunity to stand up for the team at any one point. And, you know, Elise Villani batted really well, and Rachel Haynes, who came back in for her first one day in 3 years, batted awesome as well. So it was nice to see people contributing sort of left, right and centre. And the late order collapse is just one of those things, I think, when you have a couple of big partnerships in a team and people are waiting on the sideline to come in, you always lose 2 or 3 wickets straight after a big partnership. I don't think we have that too much to change. It would just be nice to score an extra probably 30 runs at the end there, and that'll probably get us over the line.
Beth, we spoke to Meg last week, and she mentioned just the amount of cricket that she's played, and that mentally she is fairly tired. The Women's Big Bash League, you play so many more matches than what the men do. How about yourself? For someone that's just starting to make their mark at international level, how much cricket have you played over the summer, and how tired are you?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be far off how much Meg has played, actually. So, it's tiring, and everyone's probably mentally fatigued. We've got a bit of time off after this series, which will be really nice. And I guess the catch 22 of being mentally tired is a couple of years ago we were all sort of not complaining, but a bit unhappy about the amount of cricket internationally and domestic that we're playing. And now the cricket gods have delivered more games to us, so we can't really complain about that. And any cricket is good cricket, no matter how much you play, and it just kind of makes the rest at the end of it a bit more worthwhile these days.
It is an interesting one, though, as you forge more into that professional world. People are knowing you more and people want to see more. So, as you say, it's kind of a double-sided coin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Particularly given that this year is a World Cup year, you've got that happening. And so I guess you can't have too much downtime because that'll come around fairly quickly.
Yeah, so we've only got 3 weeks off at the end of this tour, which is, it doesn't sound like much, but I think it'll be really good for the group to go away and do their own thing. And the World Cup's in June, July in England, so we've really got that to prepare for. And whilst it'll be a lot of cricket this year with the Ashes being played at home as well in October, November, and then another World Cup in March, April next year, it's it's going to be massive. But I think we've got the group that can do it, and like I said, and like you said, we're going professional, so we can't really complain about that.
And could I ask you just on that? I mean, the calendar's obviously a bit more jammed these days, but it does give you more exposure as international cricketers, and one of the perks and benefits of that is sponsorship deals and the like, and where you don't have to pay for your kit, you might get some cash for making some runs. I see you, and I use the bats that you use, Beth. I use the Icon bats, and I saw you using the Icons and Icon promoting you heavily on their social media platforms. Are these opportunities opening up now that you are being seen more often through the opportunities that present as international players?
Yeah, I think massively. I think any women's sport at the moment in Australia is probably a bit of an untapped market, and people are clawing into that. I got approached by Icon through my manager, and was more than happy to sign with them, as they hadn't signed a female player until I signed with them. So all these opportunities that come up are through companies and organisations where people actually have a invested interest in women's cricket or women's sport in general. So when you've got people like that on your side, it makes going through the cricket world a bit easier for you, and knowing that people actually genuinely care about you as a person and you as a player. So, yeah, it's really nice, and there'll be more and more opportunities for a lot more players coming up as well.
Daniel keeps raving about these Icon bats, Beth. Why are they so good?
They're awesome.
Oh, the one I'm using at the moment is an absolute belter, so I can't tell you why it's so good. It just, to me, it feels good, but to the person next to me, it might not feel so great. But, yeah, like I said, the blokes at Icon are just really excited to help me out, and they make sure I've got the best in the business, and really have an invested interest in women's cricket and myself as a person as well. And we're actually launching a women's range this season, so keep an eye out for that, which will be really cool and something that young girls can use that's going to fit them nicely.
Well, that sounds very exciting from your perspective, and it's great the opportunities that are opening up to female athletes in Australia on the back of the coverage they're getting, which is fantastic and well-deserved, Beth. You go tomorrow to the scene of your Southern Stars debut at Mount Maunganui's Bay Oval for the last two games of the Rose Bowl series. We want another win tomorrow, or a win tomorrow, and then we'll worry about game three after that. So make sure that Icon is on fire, if you don't mind, tomorrow.
All right, no worries. Thank
Good
you.
Stuff. Thanks for your time, Beth Mooney, over there in New Zealand for the Southern Stars campaign, the Rose Bowl against New Zealand. Losing game one after 275, which was a bloody good score, but I've got some work to do to stay in the series tomorrow in Mount Maunganui, which is good stuff. 13-7.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone, and enter SHIPPING.